Just believe. John chapter 14, verses 9 through 14. The NIV version reads, Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Explanation. At this point, Jesus felt the extreme confusion and disbelief of the 11. So he responded to Philip rhetorically. After nearly 3.5 years together, didn't Philip know Jesus? It was apparent that they still had not comprehended Jesus's full divine nature. If they had comprehended it, they wouldn't have had to request it. Show us the Father. So the 11 had a belief problem. Jesus then asked them whether they believed that he and his Father were one. In fact, the words Jesus was sharing were given under the authority of his Father. In verse 11a, Jesus affirmed the oneness between him and the Father. If they could not believe his words concerning their oneness, then could they at least believe Jesus's body of work on earth, the miracles and the teachings? If they would only believe in Jesus, they would do even greater works than he had done after he ascended to heaven. How would that be possible? The Holy Spirit would empower them to do so. We must remember that there was only a limited number of believers after Jesus' ascension. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were added. Jesus closed this part of his discourse with the 11 by calling on them to continue to ask of him. Yes, they were going to have more questions. Yes, they would need help in their ministries. They did not have to worry about assistance. Jesus was going to be there for them. As they continued his work, the 11 would glorify God the Father. All they had to do was ask in faith in Jesus' name. In response, Jesus would do it. Of course, the assumption is that they would act according to God's will for their lives. Question, what do you think? How do the words of Jesus in John 14 speak to God's will for today's global community?